Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
And good morning. It is 9:26. I'm Jeff. This is the People Speak, and talking this morning with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Just briefly, what are we going to be talking about today?
We're going to be talking a little bit about, you know, the holidays and how we can fit in cooking with our kiddos and really teaching them some of those holiday traditions and how we can include them in the kitchen.
All right. Let's go ahead and take a break here, and we'll come back and dive into this topic. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. We'll be right back. And welcome back. Again, we are talking with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council, talking about cooking with kids.
Uh-huh.
I like the way you know, say some parents might envision warm images of their child. And I know some parents would probably imagine it's like the mess.
Yeah, absolutely. It can cause a huge mess. But it's also super fun, too. And there's a lot of different ways you can include them without making the mess as well, which we can talk about a little bit.
Okay, when we talk about that.
Yeah, so whenever we're thinking about kids in the kitchen, when we're teaching them how to cook, that's just time well spent. So we're really trying to provide that time for you to bond with your kiddo. And we're also boosting self-confidence in the kitchen. And these are just really things that they're going to take into the rest of their lives. I know I still call my mom every time I'm having trouble with a recipe because she was the one that taught me. So that's just something that you take in with the rest of your life. And choosing a recipe that we're passing down from generation to generation, especially around the holidays, is just something that's really special as well. So those are just, you know, a few of the sentimental reasons why we would have them in the kitchen. But there's also some useful ways as well.
Yeah, I guess, you know, they can be handy.
yeah, exactly. Especially as they get older.
Right. What kind of age are we talking here?
Yeah, so age is a huge thing. A lot of people say that, you know, I don't know how old my kid has to be before I can start including them in preparation. And we could really start including them as early as age 2 or 3 with just simple tasks like washing the lettuce or rinsing fruits, things like that, or pulling out the ingredients, or mashing the potatoes, because that's kind of fun. Or, you know, then moving up to the age 4 to 5 age group, we could get them to set the table or put away pots and pans into the dishwasher, which is useful. Those are things that we don't really like to do anyways.
True.
And we can get them stirring things or sprinkling things, just different easy tasks like that that won't make, you know, a huge mess, that like we were talking about earlier. And then once they get a little bit older, 6 and 7 age, they could be pouring things. They could maybe start peeling potatoes if you don't have a super sharp peeler. And even start teaching them some knife skills too. And then at age 8 to 9, they could be putting things together. Like they could be making sandwiches, or they could be putting the ingredients together and mixing them. Chopping those foods and things like that. Because I know knife skills that's an issue that a lot of adults have. So teaching them young how to do that so that they're not, you know, struggling as adults with those skills.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Just not the sharp knives, right?
Yes, yeah. Well, and as long as you're teaching them safe habits and things like that, that's the main thing. And always with supervision if we're handling knives.
Right. And as you mentioned, I think, too, this allows some quality time between the parent and the child.
Yeah, exactly. We're teaching them these are big life skills. And it also just provides that quality time with your kiddo as well.
Does it teach them anything other than cooking?
Yeah, it teaches them, you know, new different nutrition skills, math skills and things of that nature. measuring, all of that creates different methods in the brain, right, and things like that.
And I guess
that,
like fractions and stuff too, yeah, because you've got to divide things, yep, up and put certain amounts in. And
exactly. Yeah. It gets them thinking in terms of math as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it does more than just helping learning to prepare foods. It teaches us some life skills as well.
Exactly. And you know, as far as life skills, food is the biggest life skill, because I don't know anybody who goes days at a time without eating. So that's true, something that they're going to have to navigate throughout their life. So teaching those skills young is just super important.
And I guess, too, this is a way where you can kind of pass down those family recipes.
Yes, passing down those family recipes. And especially during the holiday season, just spending that quality time together and things of that nature.
So obviously you're from the Dairy Council.
Yes.
So we're going to fit dairy into this some way here.
Yes, there's always ways to fit dairy into a meal. Dairy foods are often kid-friendly, too. We can do different things, especially during the holidays with dairy. We could make, you know, hot cocoa with milk. We can use Christmas-style cookie cutters and cut cheese slices to make them cute and fun. We can do different dips with yogurts. We could do yogurt parfaits, and we could add cheese to our vegetables, make them taste good. There's so many things that you can do with dairy that's palatable for the kids, and also bringing some fun into the holidays.
Right. Yeah, I see yogurt makes a return in this too. Yogurt is pretty versatile, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, especially if you buy like a plain yogurt. I know with my vegetables, I'll do like a plain Greek yogurt and put ranch seasoning in it, and then that'll be my ranch dip with my vegetables, and it's a little bit healthier than just doing a normal ranch.
Right.
Getting tons of good vitamins and minerals from that dairy.
So, and of course, you've got, you know, milk. You can throw some hot cocoa, some different flavored milks they've got, you know. I mean,
yes, and I know they're rolling out different flavors during the holiday season. We got, you know, eggnog is a very popular flavor, but they're coming out with all sorts of pumpkin spice milk, different seasonal holiday milks as well. And a lot of people always ask, well, aren't flavored milks not as healthy for me? Those flavored milks still have those 9 essential vitamins and minerals that we need. So those are still a very healthy option for our kids.
And then, of course, cheese.
Yes, cheese is good in all ways. There's so many different kinds of cheese. A lot of people will ask me, oh, well, what's the best kind of cheese that's out there? And I'm like, well, that depends on your preference, right? Mm-hmm. So, there, you know, get out there and try some different kinds of cheeses. You can make sure, you know, boards with different flavored cheeses with sausages and things like that and crackers. And those are always holiday favorites.
Now, dairy, I mean, we've talked about it before, but dairy consumption is important, especially for children.
Yes, it is. Dairy is a key food group for everyone, but especially getting a good balance in for the kiddos. It has a ton of calcium and vitamin D in it, which is always important. There is really, really no comparison as far as calcium goes for getting those in with the kids. As far as how much you should have, American Academy of Pediatrics recommends 2 servings of whole milk or dairy products for toddlers between 1 and 2. And then after 2, they should be consuming 2.5 servings. And then all the way up to 3 servings as adults. So that could be 3 glasses of milk. That could be a serving of cheese and yogurt mixed in there. But something that's getting those 9 essential vitamins and minerals in every day.
Right. That's one thing. Whenever we think dairy, a lot of times, you know, you immediately go right to milk, but there's a lot of other ways.
Absolutely. There's so many different ways to get dairy in, without even drinking a single glass of milk during the day. But, you know, milk is a great, great way to get something in besides, you know, drinking water throughout the day. It's delicious and packed with those healthy vitamins and minerals.
In fact, I know here the National Health and Nutrition Organization say that children should primarily drink water and milk.
Yeah. And that's just kind of, you know, saying what we already know, that sugary beverages are basically empty calories. So soda and things like that, that's just a lot of calories with not a lot of nutrition. So that's, you know, people ask about the added sugar in chocolate milk or these flavored milks. I always say pick your beverage by the company it keeps. And milk has a lot of vitamins and minerals, even though there's some added sugar, versus a soda that has nothing besides sugar. So So right. that's just, you know, a healthy option for you.
Now, most kids I know are a little picky in eating.
Yes. Kids can definitely be picky.
Now, does this cooking in the kitchen we were talking about, is that going to kind of help that a little bit?
It does. And it really depends on, you know, your kiddo as well. But I know my nephew, he's 3. And if he can help cook a meal, like if he's sprinkling the cheese on the pizza, or if he's, you know, spreading the cream cheese or anything like that, he thinks that now that's the best food that there ever was. So even if it's a food that he wouldn't normally eat, he's going to eat it because he made it. So that's one way to get past the whole picky eating thing. And I always tell people, you know, with picky eaters as well, switch up the way that you're cooking it. If they hate the, you know, the carrots that are in stew, well, maybe it's not that they hate carrots, it's they don't like carrots in the stew. So maybe we need to be preparing it a different way. Maybe they'd prefer raw carrots over cooked carrots, you know. So just switching up the way that we're doing it, and always good to pair it with dairy.
True. You could actually kind of turn the cooking into a game a little bit too, couldn't you?
Yeah, exactly. You can do all sorts of different things in the kitchen. Kids just love to, you know, they're very sensory oriented, so they like the look and smell and the feel of foods. So if you can get them involved in the kitchen and making different types of, you know, games out of it, then they're going to be more interested to partake.
They don't necessarily have to do the cooking.
No.
But there's lots of other areas they could help in.
Yes, exactly. The setting the table or even just the meal planning part of it too. You know, at the beginning of the week, you're thinking about going grocery shopping. Well, maybe include them in the decisions of what you're going to buy at the grocery store. That way, if they feel that they had a hand in making those decisions, then they'll be more willing to eat those foods too. Mm.
And they like to be creative, so you could come up with some different ideas, foods and stuff that they could.
Yeah, I've heard kids, I have 5 nieces and nephews, and I've heard them say before that they want spaghetti tacos. Well, if they're going to eat spaghetti tacos and we can make it healthy, then why not? They love to be creative.
True.
So I know it's silly, but that might be a good way to get kids involved.
True. All right, I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and get our next break in here.
All right.
We'll come back and talk some more with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council here on The People Speak right after this. Welcome back. And we've got about 6.5-7 minutes in the program left. We're talking with Kelsey with the St. Louis Dairy Council, talking about kids helping fix the food.
Yeah, getting those kids involved in the kitchen.
So, it helps them in lots of areas. We mentioned, you know, math, learning math, being creative, different things, and kind of learning family recipes. It also can help open up discussions with the kids about health and safety, nutrition, and all that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can, you know, there's so much with food safety that we can be teaching the kids too. Which foods we need to be washing, or you know, we need to make sure that we're getting the chicken to a certain temperature, things like that. And we keep talking about life skills, but that's an important one, making sure that we're not getting sick from the food that we're making. So health and safety is a big one. You can kind of teach your kiddos about the dangers of eating raw foods and what that can mean for their health and things like that. And you can also be teaching good habits that, you know, they might be learning these at school, but reiterating the hand washing and wiping down surfaces and things of that nature, to keep the food clean. And cooking with the adults really just, it's teaching them good behaviors. You know, a lot of people in this society that we live in, we're like, well, it's just so convenient to run to the McDonald's or things like that to go and get our food. But a lot of the reason why people do that is because they don't feel comfortable in the kitchen doing these tasks. I hear that from people all the time. They're like, well, it takes me so long to get a meal cooked because I'm just not very experienced. And
right. And
the more that you do it, the quicker you get and the less of an inconvenience it seems like to you. So really getting them in there and modeling those healthy behaviors can make a huge difference in you know, their lifestyle and things like that in the future.
What about some of the adults that are like, well, I'm not really that good of a cook myself, you know? I mean,
yeah. So I always suggest to people maybe try to find a local like cooking class, things like that. Or there's so many things on the internet now. You can look up a YouTube tutorial on how to do different things. I'm constantly like, well, this is what I have in my fridge. What can I make with that? And Googling recipes to come up with different ideas, because a lot of times we get stuck in a rut as adults too, where we know how to make X amount of recipes, and we just rotate through those recipes, and kind of switching it up is big too, and making sure that you're not getting tired of things, because that's when we end up going out and letting somebody else do it and things. Not that going out to eat is a bad thing, but you know, definitely healthier if we're making it at home.
Right. I like to cook, but like you said, it sometimes it's like, I really don't feel like it. So yeah. I'm just going to go out and, as you said, let someone else do the cooking.
Yep. And a lot of times we're letting our bellies lead our minds too. By the time that we're thinking about food, we're already hungry. And so at that point we're like, oh, I'm starving. And now I got to spend an hour making dinner. And I'm just going to be so hungry by that point. So it's just easier to swing through the drive-thru. So really planning ahead, making sure we're having snacks available and things like that so that we can make good choices throughout the day.
And one thing with maybe someone that's not or doesn't think they're that good of a cook, or maybe they are, but they don't think they are. But anyway, there's some no cooking recipes too, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. We could do Crock-pot recipes, or there's even microwavable recipes out there, different things like that. And because some people are intimidated by the stove, you know, it's a hot surface, and you're not really sure how to manipulate it and end up burning things. It's frustrating.
And especially stoves these days, the old stoves, you know, you just turn the thing to high, you know, medium, and that. Now you've got all these little buttons up there. You got to.
It's intimidating if you don't know how to work the stove and, you know, that type of thing. So it's definitely, it can be an intimidation factor as well. So, you know, that's why we really talk about take a month to talk about getting the kids in the kitchen, because you're giving them that confidence before adulthood, so that they don't get stuck in that rut later on in their lives as well. You're giving them that confidence and the education they need to go out and make good decisions in the rest of their life.
Right. I see the Dairy Council has some programs that kind of help get kids cooking with dairy.
Yeah, so we have the program is called, it's actually designed for like pre-K kindergarten classes. It's called Cooking with Coco, and it's a super cute recipe book that's easy enough recipes that that age group can do them. And then it has a chart where the kids can say if they tried it, and whether they liked it or didn't like it, to really get those kids trying different dairy recipes, essentially, and trying different foods that they wouldn't normally try, to kind of broaden their horizons. So it's part of our Healthy Me program on our website. So if you're interested in kind of looking it up and looking at the recipes, it is on our website. So that's kind of an interesting program that we have.
Right, and it's kind of geared towards preschool and kindergarten.
Yeah. And then, you know, besides, those are more simple recipes, but every single month we do different recipes that are kind of go along with the theme of the month. So I know this month we have a made from scratch hot cocoa, and that recipe is on our website as well. So go and check them out. All of us at the Dairy Council are dietitians. So all of the recipes, we put a lot of thought and effort into. So they are typically pretty easy and healthy as well. So check them out at www.stldairycouncil.org. And we also have a Facebook and Instagram page as well, at STL Dairy Council.
Okay. So you can find out all these neat little recipes and stuff on there.
Yeah.
And,
recipes. And we do a little blog with it too, with some tips as well. So, but always feel free to reach out to us too if you have questions. So,
all right, Kelsey, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll look forward to next month, see what we get for the new year.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what we'll be talking about.
All right, that'll wrap things up here today. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.